听力课堂，听 class.com。
现在我们开始听三月三十日希沃德日
March 30, Seward's Day。
希沃德日是阿拉斯加州的正式节日，它是为了庆祝美国国务卿希沃德从俄国人手中购买下了阿拉斯加。这块在俄国人眼中一文不值的土地成了美国的一个聚宝盆。我们先给您后面这段慢速英文的关键词
Navigator,
航海者
Tsar,
俄国沙皇
Fuzzy,
有绒毛的，毛茸茸的
Acquisition,
获得物，添加物
Tungsten,
钨
Molybdenum,
木。下面我们来听慢速英文三月三十日希沃德日
March 30, Seward's Day. They all laughed when, on March 30, 1867, Secretary of State William Henry Seward signed a treaty enabling the United States to purchase Alaska from the Russians. The Danish navigator Vitus Jonathan Bering had discovered the place for Tsar Peter the Great in the mid-18th century. Bering died on the voyage home, but his crewmen told the Tsar how many sweet little fuzzy seals they had seen on Alaskan shores. Thereafter, Russian hunters swarmed into the region. By the mid-1800s, few seals were left, and the Tsar was looking for some way to dump the colony. The Russians laughed. Having planned to charge $5 million for the territory, the Tsar's agent managed to squeeze $7 million out of Seward, plus an extra $200,000 in processing fees. The Americans laughed. They called the seemingly worthless new acquisition Seward's Folly, Seward's Icebox, and President Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. A little while later, gold was discovered in Alaska. Since then, even more valuable resources have been found there, including coal, oil, and natural gas, not to mention tungsten and molybdenum. Now, Seward's Day is an Alaskan state holiday.
让我们再对比着听一遍正常速度的，看您还能听懂多少。
They all laughed when on March 30, 1867, Secretary of State William Henry Seward signed a treaty enabling the United States to purchase Alaska from the Russians. The Danish navigator, Vitus Jonathan Bering, had discovered the place for Tsar Peter the Great in the mid-18th century. Bering died on the voyage home, but his crewmen told the Tsar how many sweet little fuzzy seals they had seen on Alaskan shores. Thereafter, Russian hunters swarmed into the region. By the mid-1800s, few seals were left, and the Tsar was looking for some way to dump the colony. The Russians laughed. Having planned to charge $5 million for the territory, the Tsar's agent managed to squeeze $7 million out of Seward, plus an extra $200,000 in processing fees. The Americans laughed. They called the seemingly worthless new acquisition Seward's Folly, Seward's Ice Box, and President Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. A little while later, gold was discovered in Alaska. Since then, even more valuable resources have been found there, including coal, oil, and natural gas, not to mention tungsten and molybdenum. Now, Seward's Day is an Alaskan state holiday.